This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Vice President Dick Cheney, celebrating his 63rd birthday today, is going from hardly visible to hard to miss. In recent weeks, the vice president's been granting more interviews to reporters, speaking at Republican campaign events. He attended the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, followed by an audience with the Pope. Frank Donatelli is former political advisor to Ronald Reagan. Paul Light is a professor of public service at NYU and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Light says Cheney's higher profile is part of an effort to improve his image with voters.
The Bush people are looking at the focus group returns, and they're finding that they need to give Dick Cheney kind of a political facelift. I mean, he is very much an unknown now. We have to remember that his great role in the first campaign was to be this calming presence who didn't say much but really gave the ticket a real heft in terms of legitimacy. But I think they're trying to counter a growing impression by the American public that they just don't know who this guy is.
Frank Donatelli, how do you feel about Cheney's image?
Well, first of all, vice presidents aren't supposed to have very defined images. If they do, it's probably a bad thing for the ticket. In Cheney's case, he's a workhorse and not a show horse. He views his role as helping the president formulate policy and implement his campaign promises. I think as long as the president's comfortable with him, as long as he continues to do a good job, this is still a pretty good marriage.
Is Cheney an asset or a liability to President Bush running for election, or given the controversy about Cheney's role in going to war and over Halliburton, is he a liability?
Dick Cheney is very, very popular among conservatives, and there is a little grumbling on the right about some of the Bush administration policies. I think Cheney will be very, very useful in talking to those people to make sure that they still are on board and are enthusiastic. And, you know, historically what a vice president has done, and it's interesting, Cheney really hasn't done this that much, is really go after the opposition. Although Richard Nixon for Eisenhower and, of course, Dan Quayle for Bush, and I would argue Al Gore for Clinton. Cheney really hasn't done that much. It'd be interesting to see maybe if that becomes his role this time.
The hatchet man?
I would describe it as defining the differences.
Paul, asset or liability?
I think Dick Cheney is a liability at this particular point. His approval ratings are much lower than the president's, and the gap is growing. A lot of Americans look to him and say, is he the guy that we associate with WorldCom, Enron, the energy meltdowns and so forth, the Iraq war? I mean, everything seems to stick to Dick Cheney. So, I mean, I think that the Democrats have a real opportunity to counterpunch here by putting somebody on their ticket this summer who might really contrast with Dick Cheney.
Well, can I just say, I think a lot of this is unfair. I mean, all those companies that you went through, Cheney had nothing to do with any of those.
Right.
He was CEO of Halliburton, but I'm just saying a lot of this is politics. But if the Democrats are going to pick a vice president, they'd be well advised to do it on factors other than who matches up against the incumbent vice president. I assume they're going to look to see if there's anybody that brings them a particular state or an ethnic group or something like that.
I ask you the old classic question. Paul, has any election ever turned on a vice presidential candidate?
No, but vice presidential candidates have had some impact in reshuffling the deck in campaigns. Geraldine Ferraro did that for Mondale. Quayle certainly created a problem for the Bush campaign back in 1988. The Gore-Clinton campaign bus, I mean, it was kind of reinforcing. But at the end of the day, unless they can deliver a big state like Florida or Texas, Pennsylvania, and so forth, they're not going to swing the election one way or the other. They only can do harm, which is the big problem they face as they shape up their campaign schedule.
Paul Light is a professor of public service at NYU and a senior fellow for the Brookings Institution. Frank Donatelli is a former political advisor to Ronald Reagan.